Hey everyone, welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski. I co-host the show. Super excited to be here today to talk AI. Before I introduce our amazing guest, I want to say thank you to Spreaker and iHeartRadio. Without you, we would not be able to have this amazing conversation. So I am joined today by Chris Carter. So you're about to meet a man. The industry era calls one of the top 10 SAP experts on the planet. If you do not know what SAP stands for, because I didn't, it is systems, applications, and products in data processing. And so that's just the warm up. So he is also the founder of a bunch of applications. One of them I can't pronounce. I'll get him to do that later. AppRoyo and Charging Bunny. And he's a trailblazer in turning complex tech into profitable simplicity. Everybody's dream this time around. If you're in the business of running on SAP or wish you were, this is literally your guy. So, from migrating companies to S4, faster than you can say digital transformation, to scaling enterprise landscapes without blowing up budgets or brain cells, Chris is the entrepreneur's tech whisperer. His playbook? Well, upgrade smarter, work leaner, and grow stronger. He is named a top 10 cloud provider to watch by CRN, a tech thought leader by Entrepreneur, and one of the top 20 business leaders in SAP. And so his work spans 55 plus industries and includes features in Forbes, Newsmax, and beyond. And not to mention, he's also a four-time Amazon bestselling author and a go-to voice on Newsmax TV.
Oh my
He was
gosh,
dubbed
stop it,
the
Lisa. Stop
best-selling
it.
things ever happened.
Stop it.
I'm almost done, I swear, I'm almost done. So if your business is looking for speed, scale, and solutions, stick around because we're about to dive deep into this crazy world of AI that everyone is talking about and using in everything they do. I couldn't stop you. There's so much to say.
Oh my gosh, you know what my wife would say? Take the garbage out. She would
Well,
still make me do that. I can't use AI to do that.
you just became so much more real to all of our listeners. So I love that you said that.
Well, that's
No, but you
honest.
got
My
to.
wife still makes it. Makes me take out the garbage, and my daughters still look at me and go, oh, Dad, nobody cares.
No, but it is important. You gotta own that stuff because
Yes.
you did it.
Yeah, I'm
Not
very
everybody
fortunate.
can do that stuff.
And then you know what? I've got a great wife and family behind me that helped me to be able to push me forward and to do those activities. And just like this podcast, you got to find a balance. And I've got a great team at the office, and I've got a great team back home or in my home here. So it's one of those things where I'm very blessed. I'm very proud of the accomplishments that not only myself but my team has done. And I share that with everybody.
Well, we know that Chris Carter is a humble man. Who else is Chris Carter?
So Chris Carter is somebody that likes to try new things. Chris Carter created the X Files, not this Chris Carter, but the Chris Carter that I also like.
I could hear the theme song in my head right now.
Exactly. I actually got to meet him one time. He was pretty cool. I said, "Hi, I'm Chris Carter." He goes, "No, I'm Chris Carter." I said, "No, sir, we are Chris Carter." And
We are.
we are
I
Chris Carter.
love that.
And what, who am I? I love to try new things. I love to experiment. I love whiskey. I love my family. I love my companies. I love trying to fix things for my customers. I love chasing customers or prospects to turn them into customers because I want to be able to help them, especially when I see a problem. I tend to be a problem solver. And at the end of the day, somebody who doesn't get enough sleep.
Wow. So, guys, he was asking me for advice on getting rid of the bags under his eyes, but they're not that bad.
Because I keep pushing them down now.
Oh, my Lord. So, you are the founder of, so it's AppRoyo. Well, how do I say the other one?
So you got,
Magaitu.
oh, no.
Magaitu?
Oh, you do not know the movie. Mugatu AI.
Magaitu. Okay.
So it
I
was
don't.
the Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson, or Wilson, the other Wilson, were in the movie with the two supermodels.
Okay.
Will Ferrell's character was Mugatu, the designer.
Ah,
And
okay.
I always said, someday I'm going to do something with that name. Well, I created an AI company that uses an AI-based platform to manage, run, and support companies across the globe, no matter if it's security, their infrastructure, database. And I said, this is it. Mugatu AI. And it
I
worked.
love that. I'm not a big movie buff, so I'm glad that you said that because
So
I would
Google that. You
never have known.
love his character, the way his character looks,
Okay.
with curly hair and all this stuff, and his little poodle that he pets. And
Oh my gosh. So
so
what, why do you love AI? Why do you love all of this stuff so much? Where does that come from?
it really comes from when I was a young kid in high school. I had a Commodore VIC-20. I had an Apple IIe. I used to play on those. And the first time that I wrote some code and I made these birds flap across my screen, I thought, oh, this could be fun. So I started writing other code for other pieces and other activities. I took those off to Georgia Tech. I went to school there. Here I come into my dorm room. I've got two computers and a whole bag of t-shirts and jeans from Wisconsin. And I just started playing with code. I started learning. I got an internship to do SAP software at Coca-Cola. And I had a great time. And lo and behold, I just kept learning. I kept trying new things, kept experimenting. And that's where my love for it all. I started my first company when I was in high school. I experimented, and I love to be that guy. I'm a tinker. I like what Einstein had. I like what Freud. I liked how they all tried new things and they kept trying and failing, trying and failing. And that's what I tell kids today. Try and fail, try and fail, fail, succeed, sell your company, get money, but just try. So that's where it all started from, back as a high school kid on a Commodore VIC-20.
Wow, that's amazing. And I mean, where AI has come from, like you've kind of seen the whole transformation. So tell us about that.
Oh gosh, the evolution of AI is incredible because I was doing pseudo AI transactions back
Right.
20 years ago. And now it's just got a pretty wrapper wrapped around it. And now you can utilize it for different segments, sales, marketing. You're doing all of your Instagram posts, doing your Facebook, doing your Grammarly, making sure that you've got all of your I's dotted, your T's crossed, your apostrophes, your. But then I use it for our staff with our coding. I make sure that everybody uses an AI-based tool to understand what they're going to code. And that's why one of my presentations I give around the world is the death of the junior coder. Is that individual is no longer needed. All I need is a mid-level or senior level project manager coder to give me the idea, run it through their code analyzer, get it running, and then evaluate it and test. I don't need a young person anymore to do it. So that young person I tell, and I go to the SAP universities and other universities. I need you to be more than just a coder. You cannot just code anymore because I've got tools that do that for me. You need to up your game. You need to project manage. You need to understand. And so when I tell young people, don't think that just getting in on this the baseline level is going to be good enough. That's no longer good enough. Try for better. Be better, and you will succeed because AI is going to not take away your job unless you're a junior, but it's going to make you a better employee. It's going to make you a better part of your customer base, and it's going to make you a better human being.
What's interesting is as you're saying that, I'm thinking about how the world is so focused on like self-improvement, becoming more aware, learning about each other on a deeper level. Maybe that's where everything is going, is AI is replacing these entry-level positions so that we can learn how to understand and connect with each other better. What do you
It
think?
would be nice, wouldn't it? I would love to connect with family, friends, people I haven't met yet, customers, prospects on a deeper level. You always get this high level and you're just there every once in a while. But what if you could do that and you could be a part of their life on a weekly basis? You're never going to be, per se, on a daily basis unless you're really ingrained and you've got that real deep connection. But that doesn't happen that often. But if you could get to a connection point where it's on a weekly basis, then things start to change.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us more. Well, what so you also wrote 4-time bestselling, you're a bestselling author. I can't even speak today, of 4 books, and you were showing me them. So you're also an author, so you love AI and books. So do you have, just have a passion to teach people about AI? Tell us about your books.
I have a passion for teaching people in general.
Okay.
My mother, who passed away a year plus ago, she was a teacher over at the university. She loved being able to help individuals as well. She got into that later in life, but it was always part of a passion to be able to support others and to help other people. I have a philosophy that if you're going to get up, start moving up the ladder of life, you should always reach back down and help others up that ladder along with you. So I wrote these books. I literally have 17 books on Amazon right now. 9 of them are in the technology space. Others are in different genres and spaces to help other people as well. But 4 of them became bestsellers, and I was very blessed with that. So it gives them, and I just give them away. If you look at the books, 60 to 100 pages. I give them to young people. I give them to older people who work in these different ecosystems. Doesn't matter if it's one of my 3 AI books, or if it's my 4 SAP books, or if it's my multiple cloud books, or what. I want them to have it and start that. That's the ground step. So that's the first step to learning. And a wise person once said, you've got 2 ears and 1 mouth, use them accordingly. And don't forget, you have the 2 eyes to be able to see what those 2 ears are listening to and what that mouth should be waiting to talk about. So I wanted to bring more books, and then I turned them into audiobooks. So now you've got the ability to be able to hear, read, or listen, and to be able to start growing. And so we give them away free. I want people to start gathering information, because the more information you have, the better you're going to be able to understand AI and other concepts of technology.
Yeah, because it's really not like it's not as simple as it seems. So I know I've gotten to many, many arguments with my AI assistant. I mean, I've tried to talk to chat. Like I've got a paid version. I remember my first experience creating a photo, and I was like, I thought I told you not to make me look like that. Like, you know, like, so there's a way to speak to AI, there's a way to utilize these tools that the world just doesn't quite understand yet because it's so advanced. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, you've got a lot of activities right now where it's where AI is based for a broader segment of the world. But you have to get granular with it in order to be able to really get what you need out of it. And so that's where the problem is. So the commercialization of it has put this nice little clean wrapper in front of it, Grammarly's, Chat GPTs, chat hubs, all these tools. But if you don't know how to speak properly to it, it's going to use all the data in the ecosystem, not the stuff that you need exactly to put everything in that little box to get the right answer you want. And that's part of the problem with AI right now, is if you use AI from a global perspective, you're going to get the good data and the bad data. And that's not necessarily a good thing. So you have to bring it down a couple levels. So when you're using whatever tool set you're using on this little device here, make sure that you are very specific what you ask it for. Great point you just made. The photographs. Everybody was doing these. It's when you were a superhero or you were a
Oh God,
person,
yeah.
and everybody's doing that. And I'm watching all these things come through Facebook, and I'm just chuckling away. Here, all of a sudden, my wife went from being this 115-pound woman in real life who's about 5'2" to all of a sudden she was a 6'3", 400-pound woman with some hips and body. And I'm like, not necessarily what you were going for, is it? Then I did mine, but I made mine into a superhero. And it
Oh.
was a bald, bearded, with my corporate logo on it, superhero. And I gotta say, I looked pretty damn good, Lisa. It was almost at night. I had coffee, I had laptop, I had glasses, because normally I wear glasses.
Yeah.
And it turned out well because I made specific comments to it about what I am, who I am, and how I am. Well, most people using that tool on Facebook or whatever tool they were using don't have that capability. And it's that way in technology. It's that way in the commercial side of it or the enterprise side, based rather than the outwardly side where every consumer can use it. And that's where AI gets in that fight with each other. It's the consumer versus the enterprise space. And then it differentiates from each other.
Yeah, I know that like it's almost like you have to date it for a while. It needs to get to know you.
Yes.
You have to have conversations with it. It's almost like a friend of yours that knows nothing about you, so it's up to us to give it that information and utilize it in the way it should be used. And that's exactly it. So the next time I went in and I said, so specific, this is the length of hair, this is the color of the eyes, this is what I look like, because your superhero was amazing because you could relate to it because it resembled yourself, right? And yeah, so you really got to get to know it and have patience with it. That's my experience anyway.
Fully agree because in my world, I ask AI a lot of times to create the ultimate super consumer for me. Who's the person? It literally has about 50 points in it, and I can narrow those down, and I can create a super consumer. I can also create that from a outwardly. Here are 50 points about me. Please create a photograph about me based upon this. And I keep it saved, cut and paste, just like everybody else's. But at the end of the day, how are you really going to use that tool? Are you going to simply use it for making graphics for yourself? Or are you going to use it for promoting your business, for promoting you? I've got a couple of different. I need to promote companies that I have. I also need to promote myself because I'm a global speaker on technology and activities. I also need to make sure that from a presentation standpoint, my presentations are rock solid and they're based on facts, not fiction. So I have all those different pieces of the puzzle. I really need to lay down the law too.
Yeah, you absolutely do it. And that's what I'm hearing more and more about now is people creating clones of themselves out of AI in order to achieve this world that we now live in, where everybody's got their hands in different things, right? And what a beautiful tool to use.
Yes. Oh, there's so many different tools out there to use, from NVIDIA to ChatHub to others. I think it's fantastic. And even if you're just using ChatGPT itself, or if you're using DeepSeek or whatever the case may be, it's great to start. Once you start at the base level, then just keep growing up.
Wow, so that's where you come in. Can
Yes,
you teach
that's right.
people how to grow up?
We try to help people grow up because, from a technical standpoint, we try to help people grow up in a stronger SAP-based environment and to go from there. And no matter
Absolutely.
if it's SAP, technology, AI, cloud, we want people to really grow up in that degree.
So I grew up watching the Jetsons, and yeah, the Jetsons was so cool. I was like, can I like imagine getting out of bed and sitting on a conveyor belt, and it gets me ready and picks my outfit, and so where do you see this going? Like, what is like your huge vision if you look 20 years from now? Like, let's go there.
Yeah, I would love to see more of the Jetsons activities as well. I can't wait for flying cars and
My
things like that.
God,
I
that'd
think
be
we'll get there.
nuts.
That'd be so cool. What I really see is the consumerization of AI. Right now, it's mostly for businesses. A lot of the businesses are going out there and they're really attacking. What we have to do is we have to get it the ability to be able to use AI consistently more than just Siri and Alexa on these things. And once we get to that point, the consumerization of the common individuals in this planet, that's when that thing's going to take off. And that's when AI is really going to get into the day-to-day. It's really going to be a part of your everyday. Like, I use Siri every day. I use Alexa every day. But not to the point that I could, and not to the point that some businesses or individuals could on the day-to-day. You look at those commercials that are out there on TV right now. Young lady's talking in her mirror. She's got her weather forecast. She's reminded by her AI agent. She didn't take her vitamins for that day, or she didn't take her energy. That stuff's going to be happening. You look at Minority Report, that movie with Tom Cruise. That kind of stuff is going to start happening. And those are the things where I'm excited because it's going to become just going to be built into our day. Now, it might not be here by the time I pass away. I am in my upper 50s now, but at least it'll be here for my grandkids and it'll continue to grow as long as we don't nuke the planet or something.
No, I'm laughing, but almost not. Like it's crazy the things that are happening out there. So
Yeah.
I like to, I love that AI in like the medical industry is like is going to help people live longer, more
Yes.
fulfilling lives. So I see that like take your vitamins, like having the ability for something to connect to our bodies to tell us what we're lacking, what we need, how we can thrive for longer. That gets me excited.
I love those concepts. We have the University of Wisconsin Medical Center about an hour away from here. Some of the things that those kids are trying to do from an AI and a medical strength. I have a nephew who's working in the medical field. The company that he belonged to just got sold. It's because they were working inside of AI and being able to read transactions before a doctor did so they can understand, so the doctor could get a synopsis. And if there was something that was at fault, they could see it right away, make the proper diagnosis based upon what the AI tool said. That stuff is here. It's already being utilized. It's just got to get more and more traction as well. And I think that that is a wonderful thing. Now, I don't know if I'm ever going to get healthier, but at least I'm going to try.
Well, when I first got on the call with you, I saw you drinking, eating your protein bar and having your healthy shake or water, whatever that is. So I think you're onto something there.
Trying. That's the nice thing with I take this, it gives me a daily vitamin. So I had a genetic test. It ran through the computer analysis, ran it through all of my DNA. I told it that I wanted to lose weight. I was a little heavy. I'm 6 pounds down and out. It told
Wow.
me how much is of water, it told me how much protein, told me how many times I need to take my vitamin supplements, and it gives me a predefined genetically modified or not modified, I should say. A genetically designed packet
That's it.
just for me. And it's that got my name on it. It's got my statistic of what I need to do.
That's craziness. Speaking of like this time's advancing, just all of this stuff is so exciting. So I love being positive. I'm so optimistic. It drives people crazy and I don't care. But I do need to ask, like, what potential problems do you see coming from all of this stuff? Or I don't know, problems, negatives, just anything that you see coming in that might happen because of all this stuff.
Yes, unfortunately, there's good and bad to everything. Don't know who the bad actors are sometimes. We don't know what some communist countries are building. We don't know how they're designing it. We don't know what they're doing. Are we going to have a Terminator style environment? Who knows? But there are positives and negatives. You still have clean data and dirty data. You still got to get rid of the dirty data in order to make positive change. If you're focused on the dirty data and you're not doing the proper breakdown of it, you're going to get all the data. And then you're going to get the AI that's not going to tell you the full truth. It's going to give you half truths, possibly even some lies. And that's part of the problem as well.
Don't be the person that believes everything you're reading immediately, right? Like AI is going to make mistakes.
Everybody and everything does. There's no computer algorithm that is 100% foolproof. So don't believe it all the time. Do your due diligence once you play with it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I know a lot of when it ChatGPT first came out, I know in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, where I live, the universities cracked down immediately because students were utilizing it to write their essays and stuff, right? And it was just so easy, but they weren't changing words. And suddenly this, mediocre student became this like scholar overnight, and then so obvious, right? Like that to me was just so crazy.
But I really hope that universities let students utilize the ChatGPTs and the such of the world. I want them to modify and tweak it so they're not the smartest kid on that page, but so they're learning and they're being able to get more information from the universe that's coming into their paper so they can understand more of what's going on, rather than that paper just doing it for them.
I love that. I used to use an encyclopedia. I would grab that big, heavy book with those divots or whatever that said the letter, and I'd flip to the page and I would read the little paragraph, and that's all the information I got when I was younger.
I agree. I'm 56. We had the Encyclopedia Britannica. We had
Yeah.
all 28 of those books. Plus, we had the big old dictionary next to it. And that's where we would go for our data. But that was all that we had. And then we go into the Dewey Decimal System in your library. You're like, okay, there's only one book on that. You're stuck. Now you have the universe at your fingertips. Use
Crazy.
that, leverage it, and be able then read and get some knowledge from it.
So what do you say to the person out there that is terrified of this? Like, I know some people who are just absolutely against all this. They want nothing to do with it. They just hate it so much. Like, what do you say to that person? I think it has a lot to do with them not understanding it, but what is your take?
Yeah, I see the same thing. We really don't want people scared of it. And I get it. People are scared of a lot of different things. So I try to get them to the last person that I had to deal with that was a family member. I'm like, don't be scared of it. You don't have to fully embrace it. You don't have to be fully a part of it, but it's going to be there for you. Utilize it, start learning, use ChatGPT, use Grammarly. If you want to use one of those funky games on Facebook, try it, learn from it. But you try to walk them off the ledge and just go from there.
Yeah. Oh my God, you mentioned the Terminator, and like I actually envisioned that. Like you're right, like that's scary because I could imagine people building things for like there's all different types of people out there. What are some of the tools that people are using to prevent the misuse of AI?
Oh, how can you get them to stop doing the misuse of AI? Well, first
Yeah.
of all, don't boil the ocean on everything. If you're using it if you're using it inside your company, do not use outside data, first and foremost. Use only the data that's inside your corporate firewall. You'll get less lives. Unless your company doesn't have accurate data or clean data, then you're empower your people to try it. Empower them to go out there and get Grammarly, to get ChatGPT, or to get ChatHub, and let them try. You're going to find that some people, maybe in your sales department, your marketing, your promotions, you're going to get people that are going to love it and they're going to try to do more and more and more. You're going to have to also get your security team within your organization to move as fast as the business. Because if you're not moving as fast as the business, you're just slowing it down and you're going to get caught behind. And then I tell people, read, learn, get a lot of knowledge, understand what's going on. Really speak to each other about what's going on and how you can get together. Instead of having conflict, have what we talked about earlier. Let's get more people to integrate and to talk with each other and to be a part of the go forward strategy and the solution.
Yes, I love that. One of the things that I've been doing when I wake up is dream analysis with ChatGPT. So it's been really interesting. So I give it the absolute, like, most detailed recollection of my dream, and it breaks down like potential things that are going on within myself. So it's really been helping my health journey and understanding myself a little bit better. So it's
Nice.
been really cool. Yeah. I found a new partner. I'm dating ChatGPT
There you
now.
go.
It knows me
Well,
so
hopefully it'll
well.
help you. Hopefully it'll
Yeah.
help you with the fact that the United States team will win the hockey champ, will win the Stanley Cup again this year. So
Oh
I'm
my
sorry,
God,
man.
the Jets are out. The Winnipeg Jets are
Oh.
out, and oh, we had so much hope for them this year.
So did I. That was my team. I had picked them to be,
Really?
I had picked them in the Las Vegas.
God, how good is Connor Hellebuyck, hey?
Oh my God. These kids, I can't believe how awesome these kids are nowadays. I remember when I was a young kid. Hell, I'm up here in Wisconsin and we play against Wisconsin, Minnesota. I was 6 foot 3, maybe 190 pounds at max. And I was considered a big. Now you got these kids, they're 6 foot 5, 6 foot 7. The kid from the Rangers, 6 foot 7, 260 pounds. All he has to do is turn his butt into somebody, and he's giving somebody a hip check into next Thursday. And yeah, it's incredible how these kids are, how fast they are, how powerful they are, how their slap shot is just. Well, I watch the curvature of their stick as they're bringing that stick back down, and you're just, holy cow.
Yeah, that's so funny. We me and my partner Matt, we were at a Blue Bombers game. It was preseason, and we were right behind the bench, and I'm just staring at this guy, and I'm like, holy shit, look how big he is. I'm like, his arm is like the size of my head, like bigger than that. And I just kind of, he looks like the Incredible Hulk. And I was just like, how is that even possible?
Well,
So yeah, it's insane. Is it what we're, maybe it's they're drinking whatever you're drinking over there.
Labatt's
Well,
and whiskey.
maybe that's how it used to be back in the day. Like the sports, in sports, the teams would have beer in their change room and
Yeah.
cigarettes. Can you imagine?
During each period, absolutely they did.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
Wow. I
it's
can't
crazy.
imagine. So, where can we find you out there?
Yeah, the best places is, I've got, of course, our corporate website, approyo.com, APPROYO. Find me at AppRoyo on X or CCarter1969 on X. I'm also on Instagram, Christopher M. Carter Tech CEO. I'm on all the socials. I literally post something every day, either a static or a video. I'm always trying to give some knowledge. I'm always trying to offer insights and suggestions, trying to help people out. So, yeah.
Amazing. And you're on LinkedIn too, because I think
Oh,
I
and LinkedIn. And
yes.
LinkedIn. My God,
Well,
there's so many I can't remember.
you're everywhere. You're just everywhere. I love it.
Sure, try to
What's
make
that?
sure that we can help it. Try to be everywhere so I can help educate people.
I love that. So after speaking with me today and having this conversation, what are some last thoughts that you have for the audience?
Yes, yeah, so I always like to tell, I don't care who, what age, male, female, whatever. If you want to try AI, just try it. Start with Grammarly, start with ChatGPT, start with DeepSeek, start with ChatHub, whatever your case may be, just try it. And then build up your capabilities to just try the next tool. There's hundreds, almost thousands of tools out there every day. Keep trying. You are going to learn something. You're going to learn something new every day with these tools. It is fantastic. And that's one of the things that I love about it. You're always going to be learning, and learning is fundamental.
Absolutely. Amen to that. I wake up every day and I say to myself, Lisa, you know nothing. I pretend I know nothing so that I could learn, because every day there's new stuff that comes out. And when we're receptive to that, then we become so much better off in so many ways.
I agree. Fully agree.
Well, thank you so much for being here today and for sharing your knowledge
You.
and all your insights.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to talk to you guys. I love following you guys. So I was glad that I could be a part of this show once in my career. I appreciate it.
Amazing. And to our beautiful audience, thank you for tuning in. You just heard from Chris Carter, and I hope he comes back to share more of his knowledge because that was just so much fun. Until next time, my name is Lisa Urbanski, and I am the host of this show, and again, Christopher Carter. So, bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.